It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And yesterday afternoon at Lone Depot Park in Miami, the Marlins and the Pirates did battle one final time in 2021. The Marlins were trying to avoid a weekend sweep. They had lost five of their first six in this season series against the Pirates. Sandy Alcantara went toe-to-toe against the right-hander Max Kranick.
That, folks, is why you play all nine. In this case, that's why you play all 10 at Lone Depot Park this afternoon. Lewin Diaz blasts off. It was his first career walk-off home run. It was the third walk-off homer of the season for the Marlins. And the Miami Marlins proved to be victorious as they salvage a game in this three-game weekend series against the visiting Pittsburgh Pirates. Good to be back with you from Lone Depot Park this afternoon as we take a look at the highlights from this ballgame. A 6-5 thrilling Marlins victory. Both starting pitchers in this ballgame this afternoon, Sandy Alcantara and Max Kranick, were neither winners nor losers. Sandy Alcantara was putting in a bid for his 10th win of the season, looking pretty darn good until the ninth inning in this ballgame. Max Kranick did pretty well in his own right for the Pittsburgh Pirates, especially early on. Both of them received no decisions, and this was a battle of the bullpens this afternoon. No score through one inning of play this afternoon, but the Pittsburgh Pirates jumped on the scoreboard in the second after Jacob Stallings lined out to center field. Cole Tucker reached on an error but charged the third baseman Eddie Alvarez. Tucker stole second. He was at second with one out and Anthony Alford at the plate.
Here's the 3-2 pitch, a little chopper back toward the mound. Sandy bare hands, throws to first. It hits the runner. And coming around third and trying to score is Tucker. He will score. And it's 1-0 Pittsburgh on a ball that didn't go more than 30 feet in front of home plate.
Well, that would stand for a while, and Max Kranick was looking pretty darn good for a long time in this ballgame. He retired the first seven in a row. At one point, he struck out six Marlins in a row. He struck out the final two in the first, struck out the side in the second, and he struck out Alex Jackson leading off the bottom of the third inning. This was a 1-0 Pirates lead through 3.5 this afternoon. That was until the Marlins got themselves into the run column today. Jesus Sanchez led off the fourth inning with a double. Lewis Brinson bounced out to third. Lewin Diaz walked. Joe Panik came to bat with two aboard and one out in the fourth inning, trailing 1-0.
Big opportunity right now for the Marlins and Joe Panik. Two balls and two strikes the count. Two aboard, one out, bottom four. Here's the pitch. We got a line drive, hit hard, right center field. It's down for a base hit. This thing might roll to the wall, leads to the warning track. Cole Tucker cuts it off. One run is in to score. Hillman's going to wave Diaz. Throw to the plate is a catch, a tag, not in time. A one-out, two-run double for Joe Panik. Into the bottom of the fourth inning, the Miami Marlins lead the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's 2-1.
And the Marlins would carry their 2-1 lead into the bottom of the fifth inning, facing Max Kranick. Jazz Chisholm led off the fifth with a walk. De La Cruz singled. They were on first and third with nobody out in the fifth inning for Jesus Sanchez.
Here's the 0-2, and there's a ball lined to left, but it's at the left fielder, Alfred. Tagging at third base is Jazz. He'll score. Sack fly, Jesus Sanchez picks up his 32nd run batted in. And the Marlins lead 3-1.
And that lead would hold for the Marlins for quite some time. Sandy Alcantara went six strong this afternoon. The Marlins had a 3-1 lead after six full innings today, but the Pirates started the battle back in the seventh. Sandy Alcantara started the seventh for Miami. He allowed a leadoff single to Cole Tucker, and then Anthony Alford came to bat looking to draw the Pirates a little bit closer.
Nothing and two the count. Here's the pitch and a swing and a ground ball. Fair over the bag at third. It's going to roll all the way down into the left field corner. Brinson was shaded. Alford to pull in left center field. All the way around to score from first is Cole Tucker. We've got a play at third. It's late. It's a triple for Anthony Alford. Tucker scores from first. Now I'm at the top of the seventh inning with nobody out and a man on third. The Marlins' lead is trimmed to 3-2.
And that would be all after, well, actually, following the Alford RBI triple, Sandy Alcantara walked Hoy Park. The Pirates had runners on first and third with nobody out. Sandy was done. Enter Anthony Bender, who got a big fly ball to shallow center field off the bat of the pinch hitter Yoshi Tsutsugo. And so they were still on first and third with one out in the seventh inning. Brian Hayes came to bat. He bounced the ball back to Anthony Bender, who did a nice job to field this position. Made a wild throw to second base. Jazz Chisholm leaped high into the air, came down, touched the bag at second, made a strong throw to first base. A Houdini act by Anthony Bender. Jazz Chisholm to a magnificent 1-6-3 double play ended the top of the seventh inning. It was a 3-2 ball game into the ninth inning this afternoon. Enter Dylan Floro for Miami. And got a little bit dicey on the Miami Marlins. Let's see here. The Pirates trailing 3-2 in the top of the ninth inning. Mentioned Floro into the ballgame. Floro walked the leadoff man, Cole Tucker. Anthony Alford flew out deep to the warning track in right field. Tucker was stationed at first base with one out in the top of the ninth. Hoy Park was the batter.
The set by Floro, the pitch. And the ball is lifted in the air high and deep to right. And it's going to be into the Pirate bullpen, a two-run home run. And just like that, the Pittsburgh Pirates take the lead here in the ninth inning, 4-3.
And just like that, Sandy Alcantara was no longer in line for a victory this afternoon. Sandy receives a no decision. Max Kranick was off the hook. The Marlins trailed by one into the bottom of the ninth inning. Chris Stratton came on for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Eddie Alvarez bounced out to second. The pinch hitter Nick Fortes walked. Magnery Sierra pinch ran. Sierra would proceed to go first and third on a ground ball to second by Jazz Chisholm. Sierra was at third base with two outs. Brian De La Cruz was the batter.
Here's a 2-2. And the ball is lined to center field, and the game is tied anyway. Base hit for De La Cruz. Home to score, Magnery Sierra. And we're tied at 4 in the bottom of the ninth.
And back and forth we would go. Jesus Sanchez followed with a sharply hit single down the right field line, but Lewis Brinson flew out the center field to end the ninth. Extra, extras, extras at Lone Depot Park this afternoon. Top 10, Stephen Okert into the game for Miami. The ghost runner at second was Brian Hayes. The first pitch in the top of the 10th inning went to the backstop. They ruled it a wild pitch. I thought it should have been a pass ball. That's neither here nor there. Okert got Kevin Newman to bounce out to third. Hayes was at first with one out in the top of the 10th. Ben Gamel was the batter.
Ben Gamel, left-handed batter, swings on the pitch, hits a high fly ball to right, going back on it, Sanchez makes the catch. Tagging at third is Hayes. He will score, and the Pirates reassume the lead, this time at 5-4.
So we would go to the bottom of the 10th inning. The Pirates had a 5-4 lead. Bottom 10, Jesus Sanchez was the ghost runner at second base. Enter Chad Kuhl. Exit Lewin Diaz.
Here's the pitch. And this ball is walloped high and deep toward right. Cole Tucker back at the wall, leaping. Tucker at the wall, leaping. Cannot get to it. It is a two-run walk-off home run for Lewin Diaz. And the Marlins pull a rabbit out of the hat.
It is the third walk-off home run of the season for the Miami Marlins. It is the first in the career of Lewin Diaz. The Marlins have hit two other walk-off home runs this season, May 22nd versus the New York Mets, and Jesus Aguilar teed off on the Dodgers on July 7th. What a fun afternoon on this Sunday in Miami. The Marlins beat the Pirates by a final score of 6-5 in 10 innings. Stephen Okert is your winner. Chad Kuhl is the loser. Okert improves to 2-1 on the season. He's got a tidy 2.15 ERA. Kuhl falls back to 5-7. For the Pittsburgh Pirates this afternoon, 5 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. For your Miami Marlins, 6 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors. Sandy Alcantara on the mound, six innings, six hits, two runs, one earned, one walk, and four strikeouts. Bender, Blyer, Floro, and Okert ultimately follow Alcantara in this ball game today. Bender and Blyer, two scoreless innings of relief. Dylan Floro coughed up the two-run home run that gave the Pirates the lead in the top of the ninth inning. The Marlins battle back. They show a little resiliency on this Sunday afternoon. They avoid the sweep. Now, for the Pittsburgh Pirates, if you take a look at how this game unfolded this afternoon, they had their chances. When it was all said and done, they leave six men on base, and they go 0-for-11 with runners in scoring position. The Marlins finish the afternoon 3-for-8. They leave nine men on base. Five runs, eight hits, one error for Pittsburgh. Six runs, eight hits, two errors for the Miami Marlins. This was a lot of fun this afternoon. Kranich versus Alcantara to get this one started. It finally comes down to Okert and Kuhl. We started this afternoon's ball game today at 1:10. We finish at 4:46, a total game time of 3 hours and 36 minutes in front of 9,870 at Lone Depot Park. Well, Sandy Alcantara doesn't collect a win this afternoon, but he gets a no decision, and he goes six strong innings. He's got two more starts left. He's going to surpass that magic number of 200 innings. That was a goal set of his back in spring training. This afternoon for Miami, they strike out seven. That means $175 will be donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this season, $25 will be donated to the Drive Pink Initiative.
Thrilling victory for the Marlins. Let's check in with Marlins manager Don Mattingly after the extra inning 6-5 victory.
Hey, Donnie, I guess start off with Lewin, just your thoughts on watching that in the 10th, and then just you guys rallying to get yourself into that opportunity.
Yeah, a lot went into getting to there. But, yeah, Lewin, obviously in a spot where you don't really want to bunt him or try to move the runner, but you do want him to get something to drive to that side of the field. And, obviously, got himself in a pretty good count. I think it was a breaking ball and got enough of it. So, it was good to see.
Christina?
Donnie, this game kind of reminded me of the series opener. You guys had those opportunities in the ninth inning, and it was one of those things like the young guys couldn't capitalize, and you hope they adjust. Just it seemed like throughout the game, whether it's Jesus, Lewin, even Brian De La Cruz, it come through. Just how encouraging is that growth that we want to see from them?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the De La Cruz at bat is huge, you know, to get it tied. Probably the most, well, I shouldn't say the most pressure bat, that's the one, you know, if he doesn't get a hit, this game doesn't get to here. So him being able to extend that thing was huge. And obviously the last inning, you know, even, you know, the panic at bats, I thought the bullpen did a good job through, you know, coming in. Bender came in, got us out of a little trouble and kept the game there. Obviously we go up the homer in the bottom of the eighth there, or at the top of the eighth. So yeah, a lot going on in that game.
Jordan. Hey, Donnie. Just thoughts on Sandy overall today. Gets into a little trouble early with the errors, but gets into the seventh.
Yeah, you know, stuff's always good, but you know, you kind of, if you want to rate like it's good, really good, you know, over the top, you know, one of those days. You know, I thought he was good today. I didn't see him as sharp as he can be, but obviously Sandy's always good. And he, like you said, he got himself in a little bit of trouble with, you know, defensively, you know, there in the second, you know, kind of hurt himself a little bit, but from there he bears down in different situations, gets himself out of jams.
And you touched on Bender, just his growth, especially when coming in with inherited runners. We know that was a problem early on, or just as he was getting up here, but it seems like he's getting better in those type of situations. What have you seen from him over the last few weeks, or last few times he's been in those situations?
Yeah, we put him in tougher and tougher spots as the years went on. And he seemed to have slowed down a little bit. You know, early on, it was like his breathing was pretty fast, and he was, you know, emotional, over the top every time out there. And it seems like as the years went on, he settled down some, probably got more comfortable with being here. Whatever the situations we are that we put him in, I think it's probably a lot more comfortable. And just been able to slow the game down, I think, in general.
Daniel Alvarez. Thank you. Then Donnie, on Eddie and the game he had overall at third base, and especially the play in the fourth inning when he got the runner out at home, what can you say about him and especially that play?
No, really good all day. And even the play there, you know, with the ground ball by Newman, that was a tough spot there too. They ended up getting the run in there, but that was a nice play also where he was at. So, yeah, Eddie's really good over there. And he's got that fast twitch. He's quick. And, you know, that first step is always good. Even the ball that Sandy missed, you know, there on the in the second, he makes a pretty nice play coming across the field and has a good shot, you know, throws just a little high or we get him. So, yeah, Eddie did a nice job today.
Last one, Christina.
Donnie, I know there's, for instance, kind of in between them, but when you see, I guess, like De La Cruz, Jesus, Lewin, just kind of almost back-to-back-to-back, do you see them sort of, those young guys, feeding off of each other in the lineup?
Well, I think they're all kind of, you know, they ride their own boat, honestly, but, you know, De La's kind of been rolling from the beginning. Sanchi's a little more wavy, but we've seen, you know, we see spurts. Lewin's been a little more wavy. So I look at them all individually. Obviously, when you're playing with guys, you know, the younger guys playing together is always, you know, always good energy. And, you know, I guess from the standpoint of just competition, honestly, healthy competition with all those guys is not a bad thing either. So I'm not sure they're feeding off of each other, but definitely, I'm sure they enjoy playing with, you know, when you got all, you know, got basically rookies out there, it's a pretty good feeling.
Marlins manager Don Mattingly after the Marlins 6-5 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates yesterday afternoon. We welcome in the Washington Nationals tonight at 6:40 when Jesus Luzardo, the left-hander, gets the ball for the Miami Marlins. He'll go opposite of the right-handed veteran Eric Fetty for the Nationals. We're on the air at 6:10 with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you find some time to join us on the Miami Marlins Radio Network driven by AutoNation.